Robert.
You guys hear me?
Yes, indeed, sir. Go ahead, Robert. What's your question?
Excellent. Thank you for the work that you're doing. I had a question about the church's teaching on abortion when it comes to the life of the mother.
Yes.
I find that in the pro-life movement in our own country, there are a lot of ostensibly pro-life people who want to keep abortion legal in the case of rape, incest, and when the life of the mother is at risk.
Yes.
Now,
right.
Of course, the arguments for rape and incest don't make sense.
Sure.
But what does the church say about the abortion in terms of the life of the mother?
Yes,
and
a great question.
I'll take my answer off the air.
You got it.
The big loophole. It's a very important question, especially at the silly time that we're in right now, politically speaking. And I'd encourage you to go to paragraph 2270 and following in the Catechism. There's an excellent little section there on abortion that really hammers it. It just lays it out beautifully. But the Catholic Church teaches you can never, and of course the Bible teaches, you can never directly will intend the death of an innocent human being for any reason whatsoever. Innocent, of course, being the operative word there. So you can't kill, you know, a simple way to remember this is you can't kill an innocent person to save even an innocent person.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're playing God. God is the author of life. The Lord, as Job famously said in Job chapter 1, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, where people get confused here is they say, okay, the Catholic Church says you can't directly intend, will, directly kill an innocent human being for any reason whatsoever. But what about cases, you know, the classic case we learned in the seminary, right? You have a cancerous uterus. A woman is dying. The Catholic Church teaches in a case like that, that you can remove the cancerous uterus, even though you know indirectly the baby is going to die. Now, this is not something the woman has to do, but you can. This is called the principle of double effect. You're not directly willing the death of the child. You're willing to heal the woman and to remove that cancerous uterus. That's called uterus. That's the principle of double effect. That's not directly killing the child.
Excellent. We have to avoid crushing an innocent show by taking a break. Tim Staples back on Catholic Answers Live. Don't go away.